Strand Hill obviously has grown very rapidly, Donal, in the past 10 or 15 years. But a lot of the infrastructure is not in place. For example, there's no proper community centre. It's one of the things that the older people in Strand Hill have told me. And many then younger couples are bringing their kids over to the teething centre in Colooney for indoor football or skating. You know, there needs to be that kind of facility in Strand Hill. And then the footpath infrastructure in Strand Hill is poor. The whole top road, the condition of the top road needs to be upgraded, because hundreds of houses now have been built that use that road. There's also traffic calming necessary there, as people have told me that there's quite a lot of speeding on the top road. And so that investment in footpaths would be really necessary. Now, the Development Association had secured €200,000 to do that kind of work, but that work hasn't happened yet. So it's hopefully that will happen in the next year. The main thing is that Strand Hill is fast growing, and the infrastructure isn't there to deal with the population that's already there.
These are long-standing issues in Strand Hill for a number of years now, and as you mentioned, the Development Committee has secured funding of up to €200,000 to try and put some of that to right. But how come, with that money secured, work hasn't started on any of these issues yet?
Yeah, well, I suppose just in general, there just hasn't probably been close enough attention to getting things in place quick enough. Because there's a lot of active travel money available for cycling, for walking. Government, the Green Party, pioneered that in government. And it's just a case of drawing down those funds and spending them.